Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Down and nine. Jones, pressure coming from behind, the lob to the end zone. Devontae Smith, touchdown. Are you kidding me?
Jeez, that is some grace.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Ostrowski and Ranji with you. Download the BetQL app today. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. BetQL helps you beat the sportsbooks. Get started today, BetQL.com. Also available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You don't usually hear a lot of college football highlights coming back mid-June as the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are down to four teams. Got the NBA playoffs hot and heavy, round number two, Major League Baseball every single day. The Euros are starting. We'll break that down with Alan Cuff coming up in about 20 minutes. But that means you've got big news in the college football world. And it feels like this is real. It isn't just testing the waters, seeing how people are going to react. This is the College Football Playoff Committee getting together. Here are the details. This is what we're going to talk about. Some real change in the sport. And what they're doing is they're considering going from a 14 playoff out to a 12-team playoff. They will discuss this at meetings next week here in Chicago. No guarantees for conference champions. What they are considering is the six highest conference-ranked conference champions they would be in, then the six highest-ranked teams by the committee, the other six. So now we're up
at large teams.
Yes, at large teams. The top four seeds would get byes. So we're going to have a quarterfinals after the first round on New Year's Day or somewhere around there, maybe January 2nd. First reaction, Ranj, like it or hate it?
I like it. I was expecting when they finally expanded for them to go to eight teams. I didn't think they were going to go all the way to 12. So when I heard that yesterday, I was like, wow, really? Okay. That's a lot more than I thought you were going to do. I would rather have more than less. I am not, I don't like the, I like the four. Here's how I feel about it. I hated the bowl system. I hated that we had a title game and that was it. And then if you're the number three team in the country, you had no opportunity when really the top two teams were decided by a committee, basically. I had a problem with that. I felt like if you at least got to a four-team playoff, that's better than nothing. If you get to eight teams, that's better than four teams. And if you get to 12, I think that's a pretty good number. I didn't expect that to happen. What it does do, though, is it gives those top teams, the top seeded teams, a week break, which I guess, you know, they're probably going to get a break anyway, but you're getting an extra break going into your first playoff game. So it should give you a little bit of an advantage to finish that high in the rankings. So I do like this, but I think they had to expand it and they're moving in the right direction. And I'm with you. If they're talking about it and it's out there and they're going to have this conversation seriously coming up here in Chicago, then I think it's going to happen.
What makes March Madness so great? It's
underdogs.
Yes. The little guy has a chance. You're including them in this big party. Now, I'm not saying that we are expecting one of the smaller schools to make a big run.
Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, one of the teams that, well, that's it, right? Like, how can you have the greatest month To people that don't watch college basketball all year, they are in on March. They've got their brackets, and they're so excited from weekend to weekend. It's starting with that very first Thursday in March of the tournament, right? Even if you don't watch the sport all year. But it feels like every college football season, we get amped up for the season. The regular season is the height. And once we get to the conference championships, the interest level down, down, down. That's right. Not how it should work. We should be working our way up to something. The NFL, we work our way up to the Super Bowl. Major League Baseball, if you like some of the other teams around the game, you work your way up to the Fall Classic. And then as the college football season goes on, like, okay, well, I don't know, 95% of the teams out there have absolutely no chance. And every single year, you look at the college football playoff, we've had it for 7 years. What do we get? We've got Alabama in 6 of 7 years. We have Clemson making it the last 6 years. We have Ohio State 4 times. Oklahoma's been in 4 times. Notre Dame has been in 2 of the last 3 years. That's it. Like, that's your list. Once in a while, a Michigan State will pop up. LSU, Georgia. Sure, but they're coming from one of those Power Five conferences. So if we give the little guys a chance, you'll generate more excitement about Cincinnati or Boise in their heyday, Utah. You mentioned Coastal Carolina, Central Florida. Give them an opportunity. Just make it fair. And hey, sure, maybe they won't get it done against Alabama. Maybe it'll be a rout, but they had their chance at least.
Well, they had their chance, and then when it's over, we can say, all right, stop complaining because you got in and you lost. You got in and you got beat. Instead of being able to hold a championship parade for your team that didn't make the championship game, you know, like they did in Central Florida, which was funny, but also kind of awesome, right? So, you know, you can have your 11-0 Coastal Carolina team, and you would think they'd be one of the top 12 teams to get into the playoffs. If we played this season again, we're talking about 2020, they were 11-0. Cincinnati was also undefeated. And just on the outside looking in, they were, I think they finished 8th in the country. So obviously you don't get into the playoff that way. The only way for those two teams to be able to prove they either belong or for the rest of us to acknowledge they didn't belong is for them to get to play mm-hmm. in that tournament. So I like this idea. And again, I want to reiterate what I said earlier. I think it's great that they would do this, that they would expand this playoff and then give the top four teams like an extra boost here, which is what you should do. I mean, if you finish one of those top four teams in the country and you get a bye, you've earned that bye. And I think
you need to have that incentive. You have to have that incentive so the end of the regular season isn't a complete joke, right? Once you realize that we're one of the top 12 teams.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's the other part. I do think the headline is about the smaller schools that haven't had a chance in the past. They have a great year. They can crack that top 12 and get in. The other part, it's good for the Power Five schools as well. So it's not just the best of the best, Bama, Clemson, Ohio State usually, in each conference. How about the teams that are really, really good?
Texas A&M.
Top 10 good, but they end up being in the really, really tough division. And after that one loss in the regular season kaput.
Right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right. This is it's a great thing for them, too, because sometimes you can be a Clemson and you can have a loss and still find yourself in the top four, which is exactly what happened last year. Meanwhile, here's A&M. They've got a loss and they're just on the outside looking in. So the way I've always felt about the playoff is it seemed to me the teams to worry about the most were in the past, it was like that number three team in the country that had a legitimate claim to be the number two team and be in that championship game, the BCS championship game, but they were denied that opportunity even though they probably earned the right to be there. I was always worried about that number three, but now my concern has expanded to not just the number three team in the country, but the number five team in the country that is also really darn good and doesn't get a chance to prove it, or number six, or even in some cases, number eight, like Cincinnati from last year. So I love this idea. It's going to be really interesting to see now how this affects betting when you get toward the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. So when you have the 12 going against the 5 in the first round, what sort of a gap are we talking about? I think it's good. And I'm not trying to make the case that we're going to have teams outside of the top four winning the championship. But, you know, the majority of the – I don't like – so on this show, as an example, last college football season, I didn't like talking about college football futures. You know why? Because there's nothing to talk about. Do you have Bama or Clemson? You got them? Are you going to keep betting on them? You got Bama or Clemson, and you have no odds. You have no odds. Like, okay, we got 2-1, or early in the season, maybe you can get a 3-1 on Clemson in some seasons, or Ohio State. We can get plus 350. Ooh, very exciting to win the championship. Like, no, now you can actually have that conversation. Is it worth worth taking a shot? Hey, you know, there's a 60-1 team. If they can make the playoff, now I'm not saying they're going to win the title, but I think they can beat a really good team in the first round. Then they can move on, maybe steal one on the road. And now you can hedge and guarantee yourself a nice profit. It's really good for sports betting.
Well, you know, who's going to hate it? The people who are going to hate it are going to be fans of the Alabamas and Ohio States and Clemsons, because all it does is give them an extra round in which they could get upset.
Yep.
That's it. Like, there's an extra game they have to play to get to the title game. And actually, it's just, it would be one extra game.
So,
and that's, and that sucks for them, but you know what? It's better for the rest of us. It's better for the product. It's better for the interest in the sport entirely. I mean, I think we're all interested when the CFP rolls around, right?
Yes.
But the lead up to it is so dull, because you know who the four teams are going to be for the most part. And there's a debate about who should be four or number five or whatever. But for the most part, it's a crappy conversation to have. And it's more fun now that you've got all these teams involved.
So here's the dangerous part. And this is the bigger part of the conversation. You're going to have them play this many games, so more money's going to be involved.
Right.
Get the bowl games and all the networks involved. Cash cow, right? Still not paying the players, huh?
There
is a scenario, if you include conference championship and you're playing in the first round, it's probably not going to happen, but there could be a scenario where a team plays 17 games.
That's an NFL slate.
Yeah.
You know?
Got to pay these guys.
Well, Joe, it's just too difficult to do. Plus, they also get scholarships, you know, and room and board.
Hey.
Isn't that enough? Isn't a free education enough, Joe?
Yes. You can get your bachelor's degree for risking your brain. Like, we can do that.
Totally with you on this.
But that's the other part of this. If they go forward with this and billions come in, billions with a B. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Come on. Don't come at me with Title IX. Please. We know where the money's coming in. You've got to do something.
There's just nothing we can do, Joe.
Nothing.
There's no way to be able to figure out who gets what. Sorry. It's just too difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just way too tough.
So we got to keep all the money. We've got to keep it all.
So, I mean, yeah, sorry, guys. We don't know how to divide this. We have to keep it. Sorry.
Could you imagine? Imagine. Jeez. We're getting there. We're getting closer to that point. So hopefully it happens sometime soon. Ostrowski and Roger, this is BetQL Daily. We're going to help you on betting the Euros. It kicks off today. Dallin Cuff from ESPN will drop by. This is the BetQL Audio Network.